Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
There you go.
He's saying, I don't know if they'd let me because he's about to become a part owner with the Raiders. Is that what he's saying?
Correct. Yes. I believe there are rules against that, but there was something at the NFL owners meetings where they were talking about how, like, I don't know exactly what the rule is or what they're changing it to. Like, there's something going on with that, but yes, there is a barricade there.
I want to make sure this is all there is, right? Him saying this, there's not more than that, because when you started setting this up, I got a little bit nervous. I searched Tom Brady on Twitter. Like, did something else happen other than the podcast? And the first thing I saw was from 11 minutes ago, the New England Patriots tweeted out 11 minutes ago, so Tom Brady is coming back, dot, dot, dot. And then space bar, on June 12th. And you can be there. And then whatever. It's like for his Hall of Fame introduction ceremony. So I got, there was about a 0.2 of a second period in the last minute where I thought Tom Brady was coming back to the Patriots for a second because I saw that tweet.
Wow. Good tease then. It was a good tease then. It worked. All right. Well, no. He said here on this Deep Cuts with Vic Blenz, you just heard that he wouldn't be opposed to it. Picking up the phone. Look, I think the natural reaction from most people is going to be, oh, come on. What are we doing? Honestly, though, like, I don't know. If I'm a team that needs a quarterback, I don't even know if I want to do that at this point. And if I found out tomorrow that Tom Brady was going to if Aaron Rodgers decided he did want to retire and go into politics, and the Jets said they're going to bring in Tom Brady, or if Tua suddenly there's a contract situation, they trade him, they bring in Tom Brady, or the Patriots say, hey, we need a quarterback and get Tom Brady, I am not at all worried. I have to be honest with you.
Yeah. I wouldn't be worried. I'd be annoyed because I have to think about him again and hear about him again, right? And, you know, what would he be? He just took a year off. He did lead the league in passing the year before, at 45 years old. So
I'll always be in shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball, he said. I believe that. I mean, you know.
I mean, at some point you can't throw the ball anymore.
Yeah. At some point. Right, and like, I'm out there and I throw the ball with them and I go play flag football. I'm in my 50s. It's not the highest level of sports, but I could see the guy who's been the greatest ever to do it to be able to still do that particular function probably for the rest of his life in some capacity.
Yeah. I guess what's stopping him from playing for the Raiders right now? Let's say he is serious at all and he wants to do it. Like, right, the league would have to sign off on it. I think every owner would have to sign off on it. The way I've read that is that he would need unanimous approval from every single owner to do both, to be part owner and the quarterback. But if that's the organization that he's in bed with right now, and they don't have anything at quarterback that I see right now, and they're not probably going to get one in the draft, you know, it'll be a little thought in the back of my annoying thought in the back of my mind as long as the Raiders don't have a quarterback, is that guy right now is tight with the owner and is basically in the building and they don't have a quarterback. And now he's out here talking about he could play again. Just, oh, the worst.
Here are some of the headlines that go along with this. Sports Illustrated, Tom Brady not opposed to return, lists Raiders as potential option. Las Vegas Review Journal. Tom Brady says he's not opposed to playing again. Mentions Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
NBC Dallas. Tom Brady says he wouldn't be opposed to NFL return and mentions two teams. Yes, that is all true, but those headlines definitely make it sound a lot more like that he would come back.
That's right.
Very unlikely this happens.
What was the other team? He mentioned the Raiders and who?
I think the Patriots.
He mentioned New England?
Yeah, I think in that cut, that's what he said.
Okay,
right?
I think I just missed that or omitted that because I was just the head in my hands. Like, I can't believe this is still.
I know.
Ugh. This is the the most annoying part of Brady is he never hit the wall, right? He never, he hit it, like he declined, but he never really hit the cliff. He never fell off it. He maybe, he approached the edge and kind of looked over the edge and maybe hung from the edge a little bit, but he never dropped. He never fell off the cliff. And because he never fell off the cliff, one, we never just got to see him be terrible. That would have been beautiful. Two, now we have to wonder for eternity, two things. One, is he going to come back? Because the last time we saw him, he threw for 4,300 yards, and he wasn't horrible. And two, you'll always have the hypothetical, well, how much longer could he really have played? Could he have played till 50 if he wanted to? Just the worst. I would have loved, why couldn't he have had the ending Manning did? I know Manning won, but the ending Manning did where just the arm fell off and we knew he couldn't throw the football anymore. Like, that right. Never happened for Brady.
I know you talked and you referenced the Aaron Rodgers thing, or your tweet was about that. And, you know, I'm glad that Aaron Rodgers, that we didn't see him leave the way he went down last year, right? And he said he actually thought, he did a really revealing podcast recently this week that said he thought it was over. And why wouldn't he, right, at that particular time? I'm glad we didn't see that from Rodgers, though. You know, as annoying as he is,
yeah,
Aaron Rodgers, that would not have been a great way for him to go out.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he gets another year for that reason, but he has definitely become, because it used to be Brady, for me at least, and I think for you, he has become the number one most annoying person in the NFL.
Right. Like he's saying he finds the quickest conspiracy theory he can find on the internet. Yesterday, the thing I tweeted about was that he doesn't believe the president is actually the president and that it's a clone. Like this is what the Jets quarterback is out here talking about. So, like, dude, I don't know. Just, it's an election year too. Like, we really think he's not going to be a distraction for the Jets in the fall. He's every week he's going to be a distraction for the Jets. So it also, this is also ironic too. He says that he thought that that could be the end of his career. He never talked like that for a second. He was out there the next day saying, "Guys, I'm going to return before the season's over. Don't you wait. Watch right, what I do." Like,
yeah,
he never sounded like he thought his career was over. He sounded like he was coming back in December.
Joe, did you ever see the movie Dave?
It's
called Dave.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I need you to go watch, because of something you just said, just watch the trailer, Dave, with Kevin Klein during the break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it real quick. Because everything you just said, you'll understand why I'm telling you. The movie Dave with Kevin Klein, go watch the trailer. It was made in 1993. We'll come back here, we'll wrap it up on WGR on the Extra Point Show next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.